halachic status of the Falashi Jews. Today it's probably the most relevant inyan that concerns all the Jews in the Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz. Now, the first one that discusses the halachic status of the Falashi Jews is one of the early gaining, Rav Tzemach Goyen. So the Anshi Kuran inquired from Rav Tzemach Goyen, and they told him this story, a very strange story, that a certain man by the name of Eldad Adoni, so he came to Kiryan, and he told them that he visited the Falashi Jews beyond the Sambatian. He didn't say that he visited the Falashi Jews in Eretz Kush. So apparently at that time, the Falashi Jews did not even live in Eretz Kush, in Ethiopia. They lived beyond the Sambatian. Where is the Sambatian? Now the Sambatian is mentioned in the Gemara in Chelek in Sanhedrin. Shal ton srufe sorosho es Rabbi Akiva. Mayim yamayim. Why is Shabbos different than on the other days of the week? So Rabbi Akiva answered, Sambatian yechiach. So Rashi says there is a medrash that the Sambatian is a river, and beyond that river, so the Jews of the Aseres Hashvotim live, and the whole week it throws stones, but on Shabbos it rests. So that was the answer by Rabbi Akiva to Transrupe Soroshe. He asked him, why is Shabbos different than any other day? He said, you see that Shabbos is different because the Sambatian throws stones all week and on Shabbos it rests. Now, as far as this matter is concerned, so there are many Rishonim who explain it figuratively, not literally. But whether it is to be understood figuratively or literally, it doesn't make any difference. The Shaila was asked of Rav Tzemach Goyen, what should we believe this story of Eldad Adoni? Because they never heard of such Jews who are from the Aseres Hashvotim and from Shevet Dan. Eldad Adoni told them that while the Aseres Hashvotim, they all live beyond the Sambatian, but the Falashi Jews, they are descendants of Shevet Dan. And so Rav Tzemach Goyen answered, Rav Tzemach Goyen was one of the early gaining. So Rav Tzemach Goyen answered that they shouldn't think that Eldad Adoni is fraudulent. Because now Eldad Adoni also told the Dan Shikaran that the Falashi Jews have a Talmud, not in Aramaic, not our Talmud, but in Loshon HaKodesh. And on the whole, all the halachas that it mentioned in our Talmud are mentioned there too, except it's Loshon HaKodesh, not in Aramaic, and it doesn't have the names of the Tanoim and Amoraim. But it only says, in respect to halachas, Omar Yeshua Binun, Nipimeshem Piagvo. On the whole, except for a few halachas in regard to Shpite, so the Rosh and the Mordechai in Chul mentions these halachas. The Mishnah says that Noshim are kosher lishchit, even kochi. But in Eldad Adoni's Talmud that he mentioned, no one saw the Talmud. He just mentioned what he heard from the descendants of Shevet Dan. It's mentioned that a nisho is psula lishchei teisves. The base in Chul mentions that, and in the Rosh, and they say we shouldn't pay attention to the halachas of Eldad Adoni, because of ignorance, because they are away from the Chachomim, so they forgot many aloches. V'horaye, most of the aloches are correct. Then something very strange was mentioned about the Falashi Jews, that they have certain practices like the Karoi. In other words, they sit Friday night in darkness. So Rav Tzemach Goyen said, we shouldn't consider them as kofkim. They're not kofkim mitirish baalpeh, but because of ignorance, they forgot certain halachas. On one hand, they are beruma mailo, I mean, and they knew everything. And on the other hand, they forgot basic halachas, chmura shebechmura. It's very strange. And then something else. According to Eldad Adoni, so the Falashi Jews are descendants of Sheva Dan, but the Falashi Jews themselves don't even pretend to be descendants of Sheva Dan. They say they are descendants of Shlomo HaMelech and the Malkishua. It's a very strange thought. Anyway, but Chas V'Sholem, the Rav Tzemach Goyen, should pay attention to all these stories, but he said we shouldn't consider Eldad Adoni as a fraudulent person. So then he said that we should be mikaredeh. So this is the first tshuva that we find in regard to the halachic status of the Falashi Jews. Then, years, centuries later, there are two tshuvas in the Tshuvas Hadvas. So somebody from Mitzrayim asked the Radvaz, he bought the constantly wars between Mitzrayim and Ethiopia. So somebody, a Jew in Mitzrayim, bought a shifre, Ethiopian shifre. And the Ethiopian shifre said that certain captors, pirates, attacked a husband and they killed the husband. And then they took her and they sold her to Mitzrayim to a certain Jew. And the Jew married her. He believed the story of the captors, that she was a Jewish woman from Eretz Gush. He married her. And he had children with her. So the Shaila was twofold. First of all, whether the Isha has nemonis. Like this, an Isha is nemon to say that Bailey was nera komeis. But if there is no chomor, why is she nemon? Even though in Dovah Shebera Parash Mishnayim. So either because Milse Davil really Mishak HaNafshe or Mitechina Shechmat or the Seifo, because in case the husband ultimately shows up, so then it states in Mizeh Mizeh, some Mele Isha Medek Daike. But if there is Mechomo Beilom, so then we say, we cannot say Milse Davil Ligluye Lumishak HaNafshe, because it's bididome. She might think, sincerely believe, that the husband will never show up, because after all there is Muhammad, so in all probability he'll be killed in Muhammad. So the first question that the Radvaz was asked was whether the woman is believed in the story. In regard to this first question, so the Radvaz answered she is not believed. She's not believed because we do not say Milse David Ligluy Mishak Nafshe, and we do not say Mitechima Shachmarat al Yusefo, so Isha Medek Daike, because the Isha takes it for granted that the husband, in all probability, he was killed in the war and he'll never show up. And in regard to the second question, now this Jew from Mitzrayim had children with her. What is the, are the muta lovi bikol? So Radva says they are also lovi bikol, because since she is not demon, so it's possible that the husband is still living, Nimele, the child is a mamzer, so he's also a bliko. So this is the tshuva that is mentioned in the Radvaz, in two tshuvas. In Chelek Beis Simen Reish Yutes, and in Chelek Zion Simen Hei. But the Radvaz, on the basis of the tshuva of Semar Goyen, assumes that they are the Ethiopian Jews, are descendants of Shemitah. Then, but Rabbi Yaakov Kastro, who was a Talmud of the Radvaz, in his Agoyes on Yeredeh, in the big Yeredehs he have his Agoyes, I think it's called Beis Lechem. So he mentions that the Radvaz at the end of his life had a suffix in the whole story of El Zadoni, because it's not Rav Tzema Goyen just said we don't have to assume that El Zadoni was a fraudulent person. So the Radvaz believed it at first, but then at the end he started to doubt that maybe they are not even descendants of Shevedon, and they don't even pretend to be descendants of Shevedon. So, all the children that they have are Sofik Mamzerim, and in order to be Mutalovi Bikol, they have to undergo real Geos, full Geos, Mile, and Tfile, and Kabbalah Smitzves, like any other boy. It is very amazing that while Rav Tzema Goyen and Radvaz, they all base it on the fact that the Falashim Jews are descendants of Shevedon, they don't even mention the Gemara in Yevomes after Zion Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the halachic status of the Aseres Hashvot. Now there is a Gemara in Yevomes after Zion Amud Beis. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi, Eved Kechovim Shekidesh Bizman Hazeh Cheshish and Likdush Shemo Maaseres Hashvotim. If a goy, a real goy, so was Mikadesh and Isho, so the Kedush Nizdush. Of course, a goy cannot be Mikadesh and Isho, but there is a possibility that this goy, who reputedly is a goy, is really not a goy, is a descendant of the Aseres Hashvotim, and the Isha that he was Mikadesh is also a descendant of the Aseres Hashvotim. So male is Dusha Vedush. So the Gemara has the Kashe for called the Poris Merube Poris. So why should we Cheshish that maybe the Mikadesh and the Mikodeshes are Jews? So the Gemara says, "Biduch the Dikvir." In other words, if a Mikhovim was Mikadesh in the places where they are Kavua, that's our Sashvotim. So Kol Kavua ki Mechta al Mechta Dome. So we don't apply the aloche of Kol the Porish Merube Porish. This is what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi. But then we don't pass them like this. The Gemara says, Ike de Amre, כאמריתי כמדי שמואל, אומר לי, לויזוזו משום, עד שעושו מבדיקי חובים גמורים. In other words, that the Chachomim declare them as גביר גויים. Even the Aseres Hashvotim, who were Jews, and they were not Misarif with the Goyim, so, but they were declared as going more. So the Gdushin is no Gdushin. Shenemar, Sigzas HaKosov, Badishem Bogdu, Kibonim Zorim Yolodo. It's a posik in Asia. They became assimilated to the Goyim. Why? Because they gave birth to Bonim Zorim, strange Jews that are estranged from the Torah, who abandoned the Torah. So on the contrary, it appears from this Gemara the reverse of what Rav Sam Argoyen assumed and Rav Paz assumed, that they are Beruma Milo, they did not become assimilated to the Goyim. On the contrary, they were became completely assimilated among the Goyim, so that no one even knew who is Jewish and who is not Jewish. Apparently, there are two groups of Aseres HaShvatim. There is one group of Aseres HaShvatim who are Berum HaMailo, and they did not become assimilated to the Goyim. So, of course, they are Jews. And the Gemara says, Neirachem, that Yishiyahu was marzir the Aseres HaShvatim to Eretz Yisrael, because the question was, how could there be evil at the end of Bayisheni? And according to some Rishenim, according to Rav Netam, even in Bayish, at the end of Bayisrishin, and according to Rav Netam, even Bayisheni, there was evil, even though evil requires Rav Yishver or Leo. And in Bayisheni, so most Jews were not in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Netam says in Gittin that Rav Yishver or Leo doesn't mean Rav Jews, but from each and every Shevet. And they were from each and every Shevet, because Yishiyahu was marzer them. So there are two groups of Halashi Jews. There is one group of Halashi Jews who are Berum HaMailo. These are the descendants of the Jews whom Yishiyahu HaMelech was marzer. And then they went to Golis again. And then there is another group of Halashi Jews whom Yishiyahu HaMelech was not marzir, and they became assimilated to the Goyim. They, even if Klapishmai is Galye, that they are Jews, so the Kedushas Yisrael is spoke aligamri. Now, because of the Zeres HaKosov, now the Keren Eiron Yevomes and this Gemore has a shaila. What does the Zeres HaKosov imply? So one alternative is that Zeres HaKosov implies that if somebody abandons the Torah to such an extent that he doesn't know, and other people don't know their identity, because there are many Jews, unfortunately, who became Nitmo Bein Agoyim. So then the Kedushas Yisrael is spoke aligamri. In order to become, to have the Kedushas Yisrael, he has to undergo full gaos like any other goy. That's one alternative. Another alternative is, the Keren Eiron says, that Zeres HaKosov of Vadishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu implies that if a person has abandoned the Torah and he became Nitma bin Agoyim, so then, and he had children after he abandoned the Torah, so then the children don't have Kedushas Yisrael as long as remain Bogdu Badishem. But the moment the children do tshuve, so then the Kedushas Yisrael is restored and they don't have to go through gaos again. Don't have to go through gaos again. Now, this is the shaila raised by the Keren Eiron. But interestingly, the Meiri in Eiron mentions the Machlekes HaGeinim in regard to these two alternatives. And the Geinim say that some Geinim say that the Aseres HaShvatim, who became estranged from the Torah and they had children after they embraced the Das Nochris, so then these children, not they themselves, they have a din of Akum, the Shritos in Yivelo, but if they are Mekadish and Yisho, so she's Mekadeshes, but their children who are born after they embrace the Dasnochis, so they are going Murim, and in order to restore the Shas Yisrael, they must undergo Geus like any real good. Other games say no, they don't have to undergo Geus like any real good. Even the children who were born after their parents embrace the Dasnochis. All they have to do is to do tshuva. So then, because the Gzeres HaKosov says, Badishem Bogdu, Ki Bonim Zorim Yolodu. So only when are the Bonim Zorim and they have no Jewish Yisrael, if it's still Badishem Bogdu. But if it's not Badishem Bogdu, even though they are Tinik Shenishbo, so then they are still have Goyim until they do tshuva. Now, Yerodeyes Simen Shin Mem Sif Hei, the Ramo mentions 2 days in regard to Imumer Shehim El Akum, and then he has a teenage, a ben, and the ben died, so he's certainly an onus, we are Chuyev Lachyei say, but so the one shita in the Ramo is that we have to observe Aveles and the Tinik because he's a Tinik in Yishbo. He's not a Peres Mdakatzibo. That's the shita the Mordechai in Sanhedrin mentions in the name of the Ri. And then the Mordechai mentions the shita of Rav Netam, who is Chelik and the Ri. And he says that we do not have to see Chiv. Now, why does the Ri, the Be'er HaGo'a explains, it's all mentioned in the Mordechai Sanhedrin. Why does the Ri say that we have to see Chiv? Because he's an onus, he's a Tinik Shenishbo. So, the Be'er HaGo'a mentions the Gemara in Shabbos in Klal Gadol, that Mumbe says the Tinek Shenishbo bin Akum and was Nechal many Shabboses. So he, when he's Makir, that he's a Yehudi, so he doesn't have to bring a Korb. Because who has to bring a Korb? A Sheik. Sheik is Nikochete. He's not a Rosh. But a Chete is. But Tinek Shenishbo bin Akum is an onus gomo, so Mimele, he's not even considered a chayte. If he's not considered a chayte, so Mimele is potter of kol. And Chachomim Achilik, Rav Netam says that a teenage, a shenilat le Yisrael mumrim, so then if he dies, so then we don't have to observe Aveles for him for the Tinik, even though he's on us. So Rav Netam mentions 87th in Sanhedrin. Very strange. The bailing that that's the Sefte has on the question of Aveles. In the 87th in Sanhedrin, Perek Yudalet, there is a machlekes between Rebbe Lezer and Chachon. Rebbe Lezer says, Ktane Yiran Idachas, there is a halacha that if Reva Yir Arevid Avdizore, so then the Eved Avdizore, so a chayev missing. Saif, not skilling. If Mutan Shehu Yir or Eved Avdizore, then they have to have a Asroye like every other mechuyev misa. So according to Rav Lezer, Vayira Nidachas, even the ktanim are mechuyev misa, the ktanim that are hutrim, not chas v'sholem, the ktanim who are not even avizor. Because of that, there is no kashe by the mechas chinuch. The mechas chinuch has si kashe. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if the eides of Vayira Nidachas Arhuzen, so then the Amchayim is because Vasisan Likashazon Lassus Lach. So the Chassidus has the kasha according to the Rambam. Paskins like Rav Lezer, the Tanir and the Dachashut Rimo is Narogin. So maybe we should say that Vasisem Loiveloi Zare, just as the Gemara says, need not to be splaini. Shehorak or Shehu Ben Grusho Ben Chutzo. So Einem Rin Yoseze Ben Grusho Ben Chutzo Tachto. Because if he becomes, if the Edim become, Edim Zeh become Ben Chutzo, become Chalolim, so not only they will become Chalolim, Asif Gladeres, the children will also be Chalolim. And the Torah says, Vasisem Loi Veloi Zarei. So why does the Gemara say that the Edim of Iran Idachas, so Achayev Mise? So the Teretz is very simple. Reb Chaim mentioned the Teretz because over here they are only Chayev Mise if Hutchu Imo. But if not Hutchu Imo, they're not Chayev Mise. So mainly it means they're Chayev Mise not because they Edim, a Chayev Mise not because they were Zomam to be Chayev Mise, the parents, and through the parents, the children, because the innocent children, Chas V'Sholem, are not Chayev Mise, so they're Chayev Mise because they try to be Chayev Mise. The children who are themselves David Avizor. Now, the Chachomim Achili Kandablesna. So the Bir Agor explains that the Chachomim Achili Kandablesna, according to Rav Natan, not because the Chachomim hold that a kiddik that was nila to parents who are mumrim, some mele he has a din of a nonus, and mele we are mechuyev to misabel olav, but because here it's the din that we are not misabel and peers darkatzibur is not based upon the shem roshe of the gavre, because he, even if he's not a roshe, so he still has a shem roshe, and then the goyin says, and according to Reb Lezer himself, svor sheiner. So only by Iran Dachas we say that if he caught me, David Avizor is Chayev Mise. But by Shom he says if he caught me, is David Avizor or any other Avirchel Shabbos, whatever. So Mele, he's potter of Mise because he caught me, is potter of Onshin. Because all Chayev Mise are not based upon the Shem Rosh of the Gavre. Vorae. The Gemara says, "The Makis Chayove Mises Bezni Moso Chuvo in Bezni Shalmato Mechlin Lehem." So it can be Tzadigomo, but it's Chayev Mise for the Ma'is Avere. Mashein Kein Bayir Anidachas. The Rambam says in Hilchas Avdizore, and again there is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Raibet on that question. Perkei Milchas Avedizore Haloche Hei Einei Sin Yeran Yachas Ashi Yadichuo Madicheo Biloshen Rabim V'yemru Lohem Neleich V'navei David Neleich V'nizbach O Neleich V'naktir O Neleich V'ninasich O Neleich V'nishtachve O Neleich V'nikabel Belaha והם שיימים ועובדו איסו דרך אבידוסו, אוי ביחס מארבע אבידס, אוי שקבלו בלהה. עיר הנידחה שלו נסקיים ובואו ומדיחו, כל התנועים האלו, היחסים להם, Masrin und Meidin, Bichol Echad Echad, Mehen Shabbat Abis Gehovim, Viseikle Nisam Ki Yechidim, Shavdu Umomei Noyem Li Yashem. Halach Evov, Veher Din Yirani Dachas, Bizman Shetir Ruyoli Yosei Sirani Dachas, בזנגודל שלחין ודרשין וחקרין עד שידו בראיו ברורו שהותחו כל עיר או עירובו וחוזרו להבילס כחובים אחר כך שלחים להם שני תלמידי חכומים להזירום ולהזירום למוטב אם חוזרו ועשו תשובו מוטב ואם ימדו בבעלתון בזדן מצווים לכל ישראל לאליס עליהן לצובו ואין צורין עליהן ואירחין עמוהן מלחומו עד שתיבוקה או עיר כי שתיבוקה מיד מרבין להם בותידינים בידונן איסון כל מי שבואו או לפני עדים שעובת ובזכחובים אחר שישרו איסי מפריסין איסי נמצאו כל העבדים מיותו סייק לנאיסון, סוד העבדים הפייחידים, ושור העיר ניצר. נמצאו רובו מלי נאיסון לבזן הגודל, וגיימרים שומדינום בהרגין, כל אלו שעובדו ביסאי. ומקין, אס כל נפש עוד המשאבו, לפי חרף, תבי נושים, אם הותחו כולו. ונמצאו העבדים רובו, מקין אס התאב, ונושים של עבדים לפי חרף. So again, as Rav Chaim says, the taf that we are even avizori, והוראי, the Rambam mentions נושים, but there is a big chiddush, that even though a cotton is chayvim is a bayir anadachas, because it's not for the maisa avere, the chiyuv misa of Dachas is unlike the chiyuv misa of all other chiyuv misas, where the chiyuv misa is exclusively on the basis of the ma'aseh avera, even if he does tshuva and is tzadik gomor, he's still chayuv misa. Here, because the Torah says, v'yotzu bnei b'liyal, iseicho, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, anoshim shepoku me'aleihem eilei shalmokim. So the Chiyuv Misa is based upon the Shem Roshe. So Mele, even in regard to Ktanim, who are potter of Enish, but here, Bayir Anidachas, in regard to Avedizore, he has even a cotton as the Shem Roshe. And in another Chidesh, that in regard to Noshim, that only the Noshim, the wives of those men, who were even Avizor Achayev Mise, the Mise of Iranidachas of Zayev. But those women whose husbands were not even Avizor, they are not Chayev Mise mitzad Achayev Mise of Iranidachas, but Achayev Mise mitzad Yochid. Now, so the Raived is Masik. The Raived says, because two things we see from the Rambam, two Chidushim. One, that even after the Oribid Avizore, if they do tshuve, so then they are potter of Mise. And secondly, that if they don't do tshuve, so even the Noshim, even the Ktanim are chayev Mise. So it's Masik on both. So the Rebbe says, אחר כך שלחים להם שני תלמידי חכמים לעזר איסון ולהחזירון, אם חוזרו ועשו תשובה מוטף. אומר אברום, תיב הדבר שתהיל להם התשובה, אבל אם מצוסי תשובו מאלס אחר עשרוי ומייס. אחר עשרוי ומייס. So, the Rambam Shiti is that here there is a special halacha that only the Rishoyim of the Anadachas Achayif Sayed, so Mele, since it's based on Hashem Roshi, they do tshuva, so they don't have Hashem Roshi. But if they don't tshuva, if they don't do tshuva, they have Hashem Roshi. So even the Ktanim are chayev Mise. But like this, in Kol HaTorah Kule, in Chil Shabbos, if he cotton, he's Mechal Shabbos, so he does not have Hashem Roshi. And we see Kotel Eichon Veles in Bezden Mitzvah Lafrisei only to Misafe B'yodayim Mizosa. but to be mafreshim, well, Bezin is not mechuyev, so he certainly does not have a din of roshi. So apparently, the shita of Rambam is that Avrizor is different. And the same thing is true of Arayas, and the same thing is true of Shechos Damim. In other words, when do we say that the cotton is mufkar l'shem roshe? That's only if the maisa avir l'sichil Shabbos, if not for the yisa of the oilisase kom locho. So chil Shabbos wouldn't be maisa avir. On the contrary, akum sheshavas is chayv misem l'shamayim. So what makes chil Shabbos into maisa avir de azor? Mashein keina avid zore, even without the Azore of reserve them, Avizora itself is a Maisavere. Is a Maisavere. And it applies, it applies to Avizore, it applies also to Shvechos Damim. We see that the Mishnah always says, Ubram Kasha Lelit, is Chitrine Subor to be Matzil. The yieldes. So the Gemara say, and the Gemara mentions a raya, because the Gemara has an abaye in Pirik and Seir or Meir and Sanhedrin. If the cotton is ready for a chavir lehorge or a chanar amroso or a charazocheir, so are we mechuyev to kill him, because the cotton is part of missing. And the chiyuv misa of Reidei is also a chiyuv misa. Sheper lam odom bodom dome yishofer. Chaim mentions this is a raya, that the aloche of a tzole of a Reidei is not just because of hatzoles nefoshes, because the same aloche applies to Meneach. If a Meneach sees that one Meneach is ready for another Meneach, lehorgei, so the Meneach is mechuyev to kill the Meneach ready. So it's based upon the chiyuv misa. But on the other hand, we see that it's because of the atzole, and the raya is that if yochel atzili bechod nivor, then he's even chayev misa if he kills him completely. So Rav Chaim says that the reason as to why we are allowed to kill the Reidev is to be masel the near death. But without the chayev misa of the gavre, so then we wouldn't be allowed to kill the Reidev in order to be masel the near death, because in deich nefesh mitnei nefesh, and that's the reason as to why the Rambam says that Ubram Kasha Lele, so Chedrin is Ubram. But the Mishnah says, in Eitzes Reishe, in Egin Veishe, in Deich Nefesh, in Deich Nefesh. So Rashi in Sanhedrin, and the Rashi in Ola say, that and the Ramah in Sanhedrin say, that the reason is because before it says yes, Reishe is only a Nuba. So a Nuba does not involve the Isar Tzicha, it's only an Isar Chvole. Uba Yerachime, so it's like Mikata, a Voro Shalodom of the Yildes. But once it says yes, Reishe, so then it involves an Isar Tzicha. But the Rambam Shit is not like Rashi and the Rash. And the Ramah. The Rambam says the reason is to why before it says Reishe, we are allowed and we are even mechuyev to kill the Uber in order to save the mother, is because of Pikuach Nefesh, or because of Pikuach Nefesh of the mother. The connection of the mother, but the Rambam says no, the reason is why we're allowed to kill the Uber is because the Uber is a Reidev. What kind of a Reidev is it? The Gemara says Mishmaya Karatvali. So the Rambam explains it. In other words, Zeu Tivi Shalom. So Rab Chaim again explains it because we have the Aloha of Redeif in two situations. One situation in the case where one person is Redeif after another person. So then it is based upon the Chiyuv Misa of the Gavre. But another situation is like Gabisvino Shechoshvoli Shover Mechived Amaso. And all the passengers on the boat were in Sakone or being drowned. So if somebody throws down the masse of the passengers, so he doesn't have to pay because the masse is like a redif, key redif. There's Loshna Rambam. And the Dravid is Masik at the end of Hilchas Ribul Masik. He says it's not because of Redeif, it's a special takone. But the Rambam Shite uses the same Loshen Kei Redeif. So Rab Chaim says it's Kei Redeif, in other words, it's a din of Atzole that is not based upon the Chiyuv Nisei of the Gavre. But if somebody is Yolo Teitzi Reishi, so then he has a din of a Nefesh Gomo, and in regard to a Nefesh Gomo, we do not say in Deich Nefesh Nefesh, because the Nefesh of the Uber is Nitres, because he's not a Nefesh Gomo, is Nitres because of the Nefesh of the mother. Rav Chaim explains there is a machlekes reshenim between the Bahag and the Ramban as to whether the pruach nefesh of a nuber is deicha Shabbos, because the Mishnah says in Erechim that if a yildes so is in sakone, so then we can go to Rishus Rabim and bring his sakin and take out the uber. So the Halachzdele says that it's because of the bikurach nefesh of the mother, and the Ramban says in Mohammed and the Chidushim and Yume that it's not because of the bikurach nefesh of the mother, even because of the bikurach nefesh of the uber. And the Ramban says one more thing, that even if the uber is less than a boim yein, so then he's not even a nefesh koldeu, because the mother is not mitami to meslede, so we are still mechal Shabbos, because of halal of Shabbos echot, kidishi yishmer Shabbos is harbe. So even Reb Chaim again says, so the pshat is not only if he is a nefesh, but if as a result of the chilul Shabbos there will be a nefesh in Israel, so it's also deicha Shabbos. Anyway, so that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Now, the strangest thing is that neither Rav Tzema Goen nor the Radvaz mentioned the Gemara in Yevomes of Rizozo Mishom Acho Osum Kiev Kichovim Bo. So, as I said before, that there are two groups in Aseres HaShvatim. One group who became alienated from the Torah, from the Jewish people, so then it's Rizozo Mishom Acho Osum Kivichovim Murim, their children, not they themselves. And then another group who did not become alienated, so they have a din of Imumea, so Shektos Nivele, like Michal Shabbat Farhesye, but if he's Mikadish and Isha, me Israel, so Gdushov is Dush. Now let's see the Gemara in Chum. in regard to the Kusi, a similar father that attaches to the Ethiopian Jews, the Falashi Jews, it applies to the Kusim also, the Shemoni. So the Shemoni in Sancheirev brought them into the Eretz Yisrael as Hadishem Hoyereim Vesaleheim Hoyoedi. So there is a Machlekes Tanoim, the Gemara, Rav Meir, Rav Yesi, as to whether Kusim Gearoisein or Kusim Gearemisein. So of course, if we say Kusim Gere Aroyesein, so they are going Mulim, they are not like Jews that are being converted by Reform and Conservative rabbis. It doesn't mean a thing. But if we say Kusim Gearemisein, so then they are Jews. Now the question is how, and we pass like the Mandoma, Kusim Gearemisein. So the question is, how can we say Kusim Gearemisein if it's Aleihem or Yoedim? So there's no Kabbalist mitzvahs, and Kabbalist mitzvahs is the main thing in Geus. So Tesis and Chum has that kashi. And Tesis says in Chum, at the beginning of Chum, Kosova Kusim Gearemisein, Ushritosom Psulom. In other words, before the Chachomim were gezer on the Kusim, that they should have a din of Akum. So the Shrita is Kshera, according to Mandoma Kusim Gearemisein. But according to Mandoma Kusim Gearemisein, it wasn't necessary to be sack in any Takonis, because they are going. Ushritosom Psulop, Mishalib Kachovim, Mizavachta, Machatuzvea, Hatechel, Klein Marisi, Shubas Vichel. Lafuke with Yehovim, Beichel, Nivelis, Lehachis. Bafa gab the Oma Bisef Berg Bezi Yvomes, Echot Gira Rois, Vechot Giri, Chalemes, Kulom Girin Murim, Heinekish in his Gaia Legambri in Pachatarai. He's Mizgaia because of the Pachat of Arois. So Mimele is still a girl's, even though it was not Lishin Shamaik. Aval Kusim Lunis Gaia Legambri. Kidzibin lochim es adishem o yoreim ves aleheim o yoreibim uman doma agirem esei kosova adishub nizgayro ligam. So it appears that is machlekes in mitzies, it's not mistaba, it's a machlekes in mitzies. So obviously when Tesa says kosova adishub nizgayro ligam re, it doesn't mean they openly came before Bezdin and they had tefillah and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. No, because as far there is a difference between the geus of milah and tefillah and the geus of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Geus of milah and tefillah is me'akif negeus. It's not the geus itself. It's me'akif negeus. Now we have in the Gemara in Yevomes, we have in Machlekes. Mentes. Vovam Ralef. Ton Rabbanon. Ger Shemol Deloy Tova. Rablezarim Areze Ger. He had Tvile. He had Mile, but no Tvile. So he is a Ger. Shechem Otsinu Baviseinu. Shemol Deloy Tova. What does Aviseinu mean? So Rashi says, Aviseinu Shemol Bimimeshe. Kishiyotsum Mitzrayim. V'yotzum nechlal b'neach v'kabel atero v'kabel b'neashrin. That's Rebbeza. Tova v'loimo, just the opposite. He had tefillah, but no mile. Rebishua ime areze ger, shachim otzinu b'imois, shetovu. Who does imois mean? According to Rashi, it doesn't mean the imois, like so rifter och v'leye. but it means the wife, the noshi of the Yitzim Yisrael. Nishiseyem, shetovlu kinefor shlekamom, dim leitovlu b'amen yichnis tachas kam v'yashchino. Then the Chachomim Emrim, we pass like the Chachomim, Toval v'li mol, mol v'li toval, in geir at sheyomel v'yitve. In geir at sheyomel v'yitve. So we need both. Now, the Ramban is chilek on the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ran, a chilek on Rashi. Whereas Rashi says that shechimotzinu, Babiseinu, Shemol Vulitovu, it means the Ovis, the Yitzim Yitzchayim. So he says the Ovis means Avrom Avinu, and Avrom Avinu is Nichnas Taras Kamve Yashchino, so he had Mile. So then, if Mishor Shenichnas Libriz, the Ramban says, so Yotzom Bichlal Bneneach. So there seems to be a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. According to Rashi, so the Oves had a din of Neneach. According to the Ramban, the Oves and the Shvotim had a din of Israel, Mishor Shenichnas Avram Avinu Libriz. So Yotzom Bichlal Bneneach. Now the Ramban in Chumash, in Parsha Behar, and the Parsha of the Megadim, so the Ramban asks against Rashi, against Chachmei Tzofas, that because Vayetze is Mishri, Vihu Biseir Bnei Yisroel, Vayike Viz Hashem, so Rashi mentions, it's a Medrash, Melamei Shenizgaya, Biseir Bnei Yisroel. So that was an Akum Habal Ras Yisroel. So the father was a Goy, a Mitzri, and the mother was a Jewish. So the Ramban asks, why did he have to be Mizgaya? Akum Shebal Ras Yisroel. So the blood is Gemesa. Bincho Habo, Mibitcho is Kor Yisroel. But Pincho Habo, Minochis is ain't Kor Yisroel. So the Ramban says, the Medrash says, Mlamish Nizgaya, he identified himself with the Jewish people. Right? So that's what it means. So what is the machlekes between the Rashi and the Ramban? So I mentioned, I think, Shavuos night, that the machlekes, there are two Kedushas Yisrael. There is a Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat. Every Jew as an individual, so has Kedushas Yisroel. The Kedushas Yisroel of the Prat took effect at the time of Mishor Shenichnas Avraham Avinu Libris, even before Matan Torah. But then there is a Kedushas Yisroel of the Klal, and the Kedushas Yisroel of the Klal doesn't attach itself just to the whole Klal Yisroel as a unit. No, it attaches to each and every individual Jew and each and every individual Jewess as a member of the Klal. So that took place at Matan Torah. Hayim Azen Yisroel. So that means at Matan Torah. So the machlekes between Rashi and Ramban is like this: we say b'umisholach acharazoch. So if the father is a Mitzri and the mother is a Gnainis, so then the child has a din of Mitzri. But if there is intermarriage, so then itzolach it's vlodok meiso. So according to Rashi, that is based upon the Kedushas Yisroel of the Klal. But before Matan Torah, there was no Kedushas Yisroel of the Klal, only Kedushas Yisroel of the Prat. So it's the same halacha of Bumi Solach Achazocho applied to a case of intermarriage also. According to the Ramban, so this halacha of Lodok Meiso is not based upon the Kedushas Yisroel of the Klal, but it's based upon the soil of the Prat. Now, let's see again. Let's go back again to Gemara in Chum Davov Amud Aleph. So we pass on like Mandoma Kusim Diremisi. So that Jews. But then Musheinu Motzulahem in the days of the Maroim Omar Rab Nachman Bayitzchok Musheinu Motzulahem Bereish HaGrizim Shoev Neisa. So then the Orgeza and them Loizozu Mishom Acho Osum El Dichovim Gmurim. So why, what does it mean? Kirchon Gmurim, regard to what? So as far as Shriti is concerned, so even before the days of Rabbam and Ravase, the Orgezer, that they have it, should have a din of Nakum. But Ligabei the Aloche of Bittul Rishus, a Yisroel can be in Bittul Rishus. You don't have to be Sechel Amok. But the Goyi, you have to be Sechel Amok in Bittul Rishus, is not effective. Now, so the question is, in regard to Kusim, so in the days of Rabbam and Ravase, they were days here, that they should have a deen of an Akku, that they couldn't be in Bittul Rishus. Uchelitanyi, Yisroel Muma Mishabeya, Mishamir Shabbati Bishuk, אם בבת הרישוס וניסן רישוס ושאינה משאבה שבתי בשוק אם בבת הרישוס וניסן רישוס מפני שאומרו ישראל ניסן רישוס מבת הרישוס עובד גחובים עד שיזכיה. So that was the gzera. Now the question, so that is in regard to Ikusi. So even though Kusim Gerem is saying, but there was a special zera, they should have a din of an akum, they should not be able to battle issues. How about Eitzduki? Now, Eitzduki, the Rambam says, has the same din, halachic status, as the Kusim before the Chachomim or Gezer Aleim Liyiskia, because they had something in common. The Kusim rejected the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Zdukim rejected the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rambam says, in Hilcha Shchitei. No, first let's see how the Rambam passes in regard to Bittul Rishus in Hilcha Shabbos. Haloche Tes Yisroel Adorim Evit Kehovim Mazolis Oim Gertesha Vichotza In the Israelot Because Dira Sakum In a Dio Shedira Evit Kehovim Mazolis In a Dio ואימו ישני ישראלים או יסר ויחוב מזול ישוח עם מוינה וזה ישראלים. So one akum doesn't answer, but if there are two akum, so then I mean, if there are two Israeli and one Akum, so then, since the one Yisrael Asas and the other Yisrael, so the Rechovim also Asas. Say, V'moyu shnei Yisraelim u'yesa v'yichovim mazol yishochem u'moyem hari ze yisar aleyem v'idov oze gzeire shalo yashkinu v'yichovim mazol yishmoyen shalo yilmidu m'asa v'lomo v'gozlo b'yisroel echod v'yichovim mazol yishachod mitni sheini dobo mozu shari yipochi shemo yisyachidim v'yagenu u'chvor osru yisyachid v'yichovim mazol yish. Now, in the Mishnah in Erevim, some half on base. Hadorim Akum the Hotzer, Oinish in the Media Beire, Varizesal. So Blazer Benyaki, Vemir Lelum in Easy Rashius, Nei Israelim, Eskim Zalze, Omar Rabin Gamlir, Destin Vigaltenak. So one Akum doesn't answer, but it are two Israelim who answer upon each other, and then another Akum, so the Akum also asks. Omram Gamliel, my sebis duke echot, show your door in monu bimove birushwan, Viomalonu abo maru veitsio sakil in mobe achel yitsi, Vioser alechet, Rabude imeir, Biloshnachia, maru vasuchochechem bimove, achel yitsu yasra lechem, so the machlek between Tanekame and Rabude, whether each duke can ask or not. In other words, whether it's Duki as a din of an Akum or of Yisra. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is the Kashi. After all, the Mishnah doesn't even discuss Zduki, discusses Akum. Zduki mandechal shmei. So the Gemara says, Chasub and Mechzere, Gavsamaches and Beis, Vihoche Kutam. Zduki areyu kinochi. Tanik, according to Tanikami. But Gamliel imel Zduki eini kinochi. Vihomar Rabin Gamliel maise bizduki echot cho yitor imon ed movi birushalayim. Vihomar lo noabo maaru vayitziu esakil imovi achol yeitzi vyesar alich. Vatanye הרדור נוכי וצדוקי ביסוסי הרי לא ישרינוב ומייסי נדוויץ יסלי סיוע ומייסי בזדוקי אחות של ידור עם רם גמליל במוב בירושלים ואומר להם רם גמליל לבונוב בונה עם ארו ויציאו מה שאתם יציאים והכניסו מה שאתם מכניסים עד שלא יציא התאי וזד ועוסר עליכם שהרי ביטו בסוסי לכם דבר מאיר רב יהודה עם מאיר בלוש נחיה Maro vasu sochichem bimovi actually techshach v'yasar alichem. So that's the machlekes. Now the Rambam paskens. That when we say him in regard to Bechal Shabbos, there is a distinction between Bechal Shabbos v'Hesye and Itzduki. Michal Shabbos v'Hesye, the Rambam paskens in Perek Beis Milchas Erev Malochet Zayin, Yisroel shu Michal Shabbos v'Hesye, oy shu ibid aviz kechovim mazolis, hari u kevid kechovim mazolis achol vav, v'im avinimei, v'im mevatel ishus, eloseichim imenu kevid kechovim mazolis, avolim hoyom in apikos, שאינב דינה ולסיחובים מזולס, ואין מיכל נשאבוס, כי נצדוקינו ביסוסים בכל הכיפרים בתירו שבעל פה, כל סולדובו, כל מי שנימדה במתפסרת, אם יאהב נימה לפי שנימדה בערך, ואין שיחם ממנו לפי שאיני כבחוב מזוז, אבל מבטל הוא רשפוסי לישראל הקושה, וזו התקנתי. So, וכן אם הוא ישראל אחות קושה, וזה הצדוקי בחוצה, הרי זה איסר עולוב, עד שיבטל רשפוסי. In other words, a tzduki does not have a din of an akum. He cannot be mevatel rishus, but he does not have a din of, because he's not made of eira, but he cannot be, but he does not have a din of an akum. Why? Because he's a tinish nishbo. So just as he's a tinish nishbo, in regard to the fact that he's a kefir b'teir shemalkus, he's a tinish nishbo. In regard to the fact that he's mechal shabbat faresi also, Teisa says the kashi in erev. How can we say that his duki has a din of a Yisrael, but he's Michal Shabbos Bifares, yes, so he should have a din of an akum. So Teisa says that even though they were okay from the Tirash of Alpeh, hoyo misyorim mipnei ha-prushim, and in the presence of the prushim, they were not Michal Shabbos in the Nisar Rabbonim. Why does Teisa mention on Nisar Rabbonim? The advice is the kashin. Since they did not believe in the Tirash of Alpeh, so they were Michal Shabbos in the Lamedes Melachos also, that's the kashin. Anyway, but they were certainly Michal Shabbos with Arhesye in Surah Rabbonim. So Teisa says the kashin, so how can it be din of how can they have the din of Israel? So Teisa says, because Mishyolim doesn't mean afraid, it means out of respect. If it's only because of fear, so it's not shayach, it wouldn't be mafkia, the din of Mura. But it means they had respect for the Chachomim. And the Miri mentions that there is a distinction between tzdukim and baisusim, because the tzdukim and baisusim had something in common. They were kefa b'tirash malpeh, but the tzdukim had respect for the Chachomim. And in their presence, they were not Michal Shabbos, but in something that is also called the Tirash of Alpeh. But the Baisusim had no respect, so it's Pakratvei, so Menele, we don't say Tinish Nishbo, as the Rambam says in the Tshuva, in regard to the Karoim, that we do not say, in regard to the Karoim, the Aloch of Merin Remailin, because the Tinish Nishbo are Im Loishe Pakratvei. In other words, those who are midaber bechutzpe neged chazal, so then it's not shayach to say tinnik shenishbo. He's a tinnik shenishbo in effect. He doesn't believe because he was raised that way. But it's not shayach to say he's a tinnik shenishbo and being midaber bechutzpe neged chazal. So that is teis veshite, that only in Michal Shabbos Faresie Nonus, who is not Michal Shabbos in Isurei Deraise, in the presence of the Chachomim. But the Michal Shabbos Faresie, who is Michal Shabbos in the presence of the Chachomim, is Hezidin of Imumah. The Rambam Shite is not like that, because the Rambam says, if he's a Tinik Shemishbo, even if he's Michal Shabbos, the Faresie, in the presence of the Prushim, so he still has a din of an akum. Now we find the same achlekes Rishenim in regard to Shrite also. The Rambam says in Pirk Dalet, Mecha Shrit Halacha Yudalet, Yisroel Mum Al Aveiro Min Aveiris, Sho Yomumche, that means Lithyob, Hari Shechel Chathil, Vitzorich, Yisroel Kosha Livis Esaki, because he's only a Mum Al Lithyob, so he has to be, the Yisroel has to be Bedi Esaki, Vahakin Yitnenu Limum Azel Lishchitvo, Mitnei Shechaskose Yishene Tereach Livnik, Vimo Yomum Al Avrizore, Oy Michal Shabi Faresie, Oy Apikeres, Vu Akiva Bitiro Mesh Rabbeinu, Mesh Bianu, Bihil Cheshuve, Hareu Keakum, Shritos in the Vein. So if it's not Pikeres, or Michal Shabi Faresie, or Mumal Avrizore, so is Keakum and Shritos in the Vein. Yes, the Psul of Nak. Then the Rambam says, just the contrary, in Aloha design. Elu Hatzdukim Vabai Susim, Vitalmideim, because sometimes the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, when he talks of the Aloch of Merino Lemailin, he mentions the Zdukim by Susim, Teimu Ditof. Teimu Ditof means Kofa Betrilo, like Sodiko Baisus. But Tei means that the children and the grandchildren and the Talmidim who don't know and they follow their leaders. So the Rambam says, Elo Hatzdukim Rabbi Susim, Vitalmideim, Vicholateim Achein. So the Rambam emphasizes, Hatzdukim Rabbi Susim, Vitalmideim, Vicholateim Achein. What does it mean, Talmideim? What does it mean, Cholateim Achein? So there is a Jewish Radvas. In other words, the Rambam says, in Hilches Yisuri Bieh, Yud Gimel Milchas Yisuri Biye Halocha Yudayin Ger Shalibot Kachov Oishlo Yidiu HaMitzves V'yon Shon Umol V'tovar B'fnei Gimel Yedietes Harizi Ger Afilu Neida Shebishul Dovar Mizgay Nat Lashem Shamay Hoyo Umol V'tovar Yotso Milchol Akum V'chei Shishin Liyash Shizbo Yotzit Kusim. Very strange Loshin. ואפיל חוזה ואובת כרחובים, הרי הוא כישראל מומר שקדוש וקדוש, ומצווה להרזרה ודוסי, מאחר שטובה על נעשי כישראל, ולפי חוך, כימו שימנו שלימי נשיסיין, ואף על פי שניגלו סדר. So the Radvaz says the Kashe, all right, he says, אם כדי שאחל חוזה ובדקו מראי את ישראל מומר שקדוש וקדוש because ישראל מומר שכדי שקדוש וקדוש ישראל מומר is a Jew the קדוש של ישראל is not פוקה but he certainly not be שובל אחרי say ישראל מומר מומר אבל יזורי so it's מרידן למיילין so why does he say ומיצל הרזר אבדוסי The answer is, so the Radvaz says, since the Ger did not know of the mitzvahs at Torah before he was Mizgaya, and the time was Mizgaya, so Besdin was not Midir the mitzvahs to him. So Meli has a din of a Tinish Nishbo. Because if somebody did not learn Torah Shebal Peh, so then he has a din of a Tinish Nishbo, even if he is a Boki in Torah Shebechsav. So that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita says in Perek Dalet Halachat Zayin Elo Hatzdukim Vabai Susim V'talmideim The children, the Talmidim, who else? Means not one of the Talmidim, but to join the sect, the movement. They were very ignorant. They didn't learn Tersh Baal Peh. They also have a din of a Tinik Shenishba. And Mimele, so, because of Ichshash Kilko, Vim Shochtu Bifoneinu Areze Muteres, Sheinisa Shritoson Elo Shemo Yikalkel, Vehim Eino Maminim Bitiras Ashrite, Lifichoch In Monim Leima Loikilkel. Now the Rambam in Ilches Avodim mentioned the same Allah in regard to Duki. The Rambam in Perek Vav Milchas Avodim, Halacha Hey and Vav says, "B'shisha Dvorim, the Gemara in Gittin, Shovin Shechuri Avodim Ligitinoshim." Uvishod vor marin kishor kol ashtoros. Veile hin ashisho. Psulim ba'achoyi shalakum. Ukirim be'eid akum. Utsrichim ksiva lishim amshacher atzmi. Vein nechtovim bechuber. Vein chis min ideye melaze bifni ze. Echot yitinoshim ve'echot shukhoi avodim. Shovim limelech olimei kesa. Kolashtores oelim ba'achoyi shal akum kshirim b'cholat noyim shonu mevarim bilchas alvoy chus migdinoshin shechavonim haloche vav kol shtar sheyesh alov afilo id echot kusi is posl chus migdinoshin shechavonim shein kshirim b'idechot Yisroel v'idechot kusi. In other words, before the Chachomim or Gezer and the Kusim, they should have a din of Arim. V'hu she'yu Kusuchover. Because even before the Chachomim or Gezer, and then they should have a din of an Akum, if he's not Kusuchover, so an Amoretz is also postulated. U'bizman hazeh, sha'a Kusim ke'akum, b'chol divreyem, on limedim mehem l'izdukim, sha'a tzdukim b'izman hazeh, k'mo ikusi be'isi azman, Kedim shegozo aleim sheviu kiakum, the whole divrei. So, in other words, so kusi bizma, stuki bizmaze has the same halachic status as the kusi before the chachom mor geze aleim yisgakum. Because before the chachom mor geze aleim yisgakum, so they didn't have anything of the numer kiakum chalvor. Because he was an honest. But then the Chacham Mor Gezer, even so he is like Igui Gomor. Again, and that there is also a Machlekes Hashanim, what was the Takone of Gozor al-Lizozom Yishol Mashosom Kibirchobim Murim. Some Hashanim say that it means he has a din of Imunah, that he is possible. He shchiti Asura. But not that he is a Goy. And but the Rambam Shiti is Gozor al-Lizgakum, that they are mafkia, the Kedushas Yisrael. How can the Chachamim be mafkia Kedushas Yisrael in the same way as the Chachamim were mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael of the descendants of the Aseres Hashpatim who were assimilated among the Goyim? So the Rambam says the same thing is true of Eitzduki Bizman Hazeh. So Mele, he has a din of Etinik Shenishbo, so he's even Koshal Eides. It's even kasha leides, because the kasha leides depends upon Hashem Roshi. It is an onus, so it does not have Hashem Roshi. Now the Rambam, now back again, the Rambam in Suri Bia. When he says, "Gershali botkachov, we shall do a mitzvah, the onshan mol vitoval pnegimot yetes, הרי גר אפילו נדע לי, אפילו נדע שבשביל דבר הוא מסגייר, הויל ומול לטוב על יוצא מכל עקום, וחיש של ישיס, בואי יוצא תקוסי. So, der Loschen Rambam ist Yosef Mochalakum, he doesn't say Ari Zi Yisrael. But Yosef Mochalakum, in other words, he's a Jew and he's not a Jew. Why is it? Vavol Chosa Vavet Vikachovim Areut Yisrael Moshe Dush of Dush. Then he says, Ulifi Choch, Kimu Shimei Shimshein, Ushleimi Nishesein, Afalpi Sheniglo Seder. And the Rambam says the same thing, more Bariches, in Pirishut Gimul Haloch Yedal. Al Yal Al Daitcho Sheshim Shein HaMishiyah Es Yisrael O Yishleimi Melech Yisrael Sheniko Yedida Dishem Nos Noshim Nachriz Bidiyus. How is it possible? El Seyda Dover Kachu Sheha Mitzvah Anecheino Kishiyovi Hager O Yagiyeres Lizgayer Beit Kinachon Shemo Biglal Momin Sheyitel אוי בשביל שרור שיסקה לו, אוי מפני הפחד בו להיכנס לדס, ואם מישהו בית כנחוף שמו אין אוף נוסם בישו יהודיס, ואם מישהו היא בית כן שמו אינאו נוסנו, בבחור בבוכו מחור ישראל, אם לא נמצא להם אלו, מדין איסון כבד אל הטרו, ותראה שיש בסיוס העולם מהמרצס כדי שיפרסו אם קיבלו ולא פירסו ורואו איסון שחוזרו מאבו מקבל איסון שנמה ותראה כי מסמס את סילולכס איתו ותרדה לדבר עליו לפיכוך לקיבלו בזדין גרים קודם מדובד ישלמי מדובי שמה מן הפחת חוזרו ומשלמי שמה בשביל המלכוס ועטיבה הגדלו שהיו בו ישראל חזרו, שכל אחיזה מן העקום בשביל דובר מאב לאילום, איני מגירי הצדק. ולמי איני מגירי הצדק? ואף על פיכנו יגירים הרבה, מסגיירים מדובר ישלם לפני הדייטס, ויובז נהגות לחישי שלהם, לא ידע איך הנה איסון אחר שטבו, מכל מוקים ולא ניכר בן איסון, אשר תראה אחריסון. ופי שגיע שלמי נושים בנוסו, וכן שימשין גיע בנוסו, והדובו ידוע אשר יחוזרו אלו בשביל דובו ולא על פי בזן גירום, חושבן הכוסוף, ולא מין על פי בזן גירום, דירוז בזן, בוטנת בזן הגודל. חושבן הכוסוף תילו אינקוב, ובסירו נעמדים, ואי שיחיח סייפון על תחילוסון, שנעידס כחובים שלהם, ובונו להם בומס, ואלו נעקוסוף תלהו בונם, שנמר עוז יבנה שלימי בונם. What's the pshat now? So obviously, pshat in the Rambam is that there is a difference between Mila and Tvila on one end and Kabbalah's Mitzvos on the other end. As I said before, Mila and Tvila is Me'akif Ngeirus. Because Mila is Me'akif Ngeirus because כל הגויים הרי ללעית וכל הגויים הרי הגויים הרי ללעית וכל בישראל הרי ללעית. So in other words, it means a goy, even if he is a mor, arbi mor, gibeni mor, so has a shemor, has a shemor. And tefillah is also maki, but it's not the essence of Yerus. Kabbalah's mitzvah is the essence of Yerus. So Mele, the Rambam Shiti is Kabbalah's mitzvah is the essence of Gerus, not in the sense that the mice of Kabbalah's mitzvah is constitute Gerus. The fact that he is a committed Jew, committed to the Torah, so without any reservation, that makes him into a Ger. So Mele, Shlomo and Shimshin continue to live with their women even though they were Ibid Avizore because they hoped that in the end they'll become committed Jews. So Mimele, so it will be Huval Imafreya that there was, since there was a Maisigeus and And the only thing is they have to be committed Jew. So as Tisha says in regard to the Kusin, the Mandoma who says, Kusin Gerem is saying, because Shuv Nisgairo Ligamre, it means, it doesn't mean there was the official Kabbalah mitzvahs, but it means that became committed Jews. At first, they didn't give up the Abrizor, but then they gave up the Abrizor. So this is what Shlomo Yishimshen hoped. Now let's see again, in regard to the Gemara, in Chum.